Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody working out there in the Third Watch tonight. Thank you for keeping America rolling along, whatever it is that you're doing, especially the over-the-road truck drivers and men and the women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check it out. Take advantage of the things we have over there. And by the way, we'll be telling you something about MyPillow here in a couple minutes. So, let's get started. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is standing by out there in sunny and warm and clear California.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Nice and warm?
Well, 52 degrees for us right now.
Jeez. All right. I'm at 57. I'm warmer than you are again. I don't get it. And it's not going to stay that way, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Temperature's going to drop. The bottom's going to drop. We're going to be in the 30s and 40s over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning.
Wow. It is cold.
It has to do with that storm going up the East Coast. We'll talk about that, too. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we underline and accentuate the words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got a lot of news tonight to talk about, but certainly the thing that came that we knew was going to come sooner or later was about the 83-year-old Supreme Court Justice liberal Stephen Breyer, who announced that he will be retiring and stepping down from the Supreme Court at the end of the current term. Now, of course, he is the oldest of the three left-leaning judges on the court, so it's no surprise. Joe Biden will safely put in a like-minded person in his seat. Remember, he said he was going to put in a black woman. Activists have been urging Breyer to retire over the fears that his age could cause him to retire or pass away at an inconvenient time in office, a la Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Well, that's right. And so certainly now, of course, all eyes will be on the selection process. But as you said, Captain, the selection has been already narrowed down by then-candidate Biden, who made an announcement back during the campaign that if he was going to appoint a Supreme Court justice, it would only be a black woman. So that's very, very interesting to see how this might play out, just in terms of searching for the most well-qualified, best-fit candidate. That's typically what presidents want to do. But Joe Biden, of course, has made that statement. He's now going to have to honor it.
Well, I'm pretty sure he will. And, of course, there were rumors right off the bat as to who he might be appointing. One of the women was a recently appointed court to the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court, federal court there. And she was a supporter of defunding the police. Now, wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, that, again, is more of the injection of politics into the Supreme Court. What you want to look for in any candidate, no matter what racial background they are, and et cetera, is how they're going to interpret the law, how they're going to interpret the Constitution, how they're going to look at precedent. For example, the 50-cent term, stare decisis. You want to know how they're going to view their ability to sit on the Supreme Court. And unfortunately, Captain, if everything devolves into politics only, it's just another vote for the Democrats, quote unquote. And that's not the way the American people want things to go. And this could really backfire on Biden if he appoints somebody who's not, hasn't spent their life with the law, doesn't love the law, in this kind of thing, and only is some kind of activist.
Well, first of all, they need to get this done before the midterms, or they may not be able to. That's number one.
Right.
Because of the changing of the guard. And number two, they may not be able to get it done anyway because they have to change the rules, and they need to change anything 60 votes.
Right. So they may be running into the same kind of problem, generally speaking, that they did with the filibuster and so forth. But the Senate is not it's pretty evenly split. And it would be interesting to see what the Democrats who stood against the filibuster issue might, the position they may find themselves in. They might not want to simply give Joe Biden a win after everything that's been done to them.
Well, we will know soon because they're going to move this along as quickly as they can, according to Charles Chucky Boy Schumer.
Well, that's right. And, of course, he doesn't even need to know who it is. The process will now start to play out. But he said, oh, yeah, well, we'll quickly confirm them. Well, again, based on what?
Well, Biden is going to announce his retirement on Thursday, which is today. And he may even announce who he may be considering appointing today, because they're going to try to speed this along as fast as they can. And, here comes the music. So we'll get into this after we come back from the break. So, folks, hang in there. We'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Going to get miserable up the East Coast. We'll tell you about that, too. Got some bad weather coming your way up that East Coast. So, take care, and I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I think I will there, Mr. Kyle. Thank you very much for being there. And by the way, I'm excited to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. And Mike Lindell yesterday, his administrator of assistant Dawn, sent me a message and said, Captain, we're going to do something different for the weekend. I said, okay, what's that? They said, we are going to push our Giza Dream Sheet sets, which is the sheets, the pillowcases, and, boy, I'm telling you, and I've got the Giza sheets. They are great. They are absolutely fantastic. Now, he's lowered them to $39.99, which is a savings of 60%. When I bought mine, I saved 50%. So now we're saving 60%, $39.99 for a set of the Giza sheets. You're going to love them, folks. You're going to love them. Go to MyPillow.com, and if you don't see the sheets right there on the home page, it'll be on the radio specials page, radio listener specials page for sure. And always use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the key. You have to have a promo code to get the reduced prices. The promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them up on the phone, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. You get to speak to a live person. 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Again, the radio listener specials page, that's the page there with all the different reduced prices. Giza sheets over the weekend are save 60%, $39.99, promo code CAPTAIN. I don't know, Kyle, it's getting better.
It gets better every single time. This sounds like a great sale.
Oh, it is. And like I say, when I bought mine, I saved 50%. Okay, let's go back and talk a little bit more about Justice Breyer and what's going to go on here. The difference between the Republicans and the Democrats when it comes to picking a Supreme Court justice is the Republicans have tended to pick their Supreme Court justices from the Federalist Society to ensure the ideological coherence between the party and the country and the people, whereas the Democrats don't have a similar pool from which to draw. The Democrats are more interested in the work background than in ideology. That being said, that means that maybe they lean more towards the politics of it, correct?
I think they do.
So that being said, if you look at the people whose names were bantered about yesterday, we were looking at a lot of politicking going on here.
Well, that's exactly right. And I do think, Captain, that this could really backfire on the Joe Biden administration, certainly as we head towards the midterm elections, because America doesn't want more, you know, divisive politics literally being foisted upon them. They want somebody who's going to be serious, to be able to, whoever they might be, no matter what their racial background, any of those things, they want someone who's serious about the law. And this is one of the most important things because, Captain, once the Supreme Court decides something, there has to be the general expectation throughout the country that, okay, that's the final word. It makes sense. I may not like it, but this is the way the law goes. Otherwise, you're going to degenerate further and further into, I don't like that decision, I don't stand by that decision, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, in United Nations news, Iran has regained the UN Assembly voting rights after their assets were unfrozen, and South Korea paid the $18 million in delinquent membership dues from the Iranian country, using some of the $7 billion in frozen assets that were held there that got released to Iran.
Wow, very interesting. Well, Iran keeps continuing its, you know, ascendancy again, and it shouldn't be that way. You've got the Biden administration and the Democrat administration in general just evidently doing everything they can to make sure they build up the Iranian regime.
Now, the $7 billion in frozen assets are payments for oil shipments from Iran to South Korea. The Islamic Republic was one of South Korea's biggest Middle Eastern trading partners prior to the U.S.'s unilateral decision to pull out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which, of course, was the nuclear treaty that they had.
Right, right.
So that's where we're at, and we'll see where that goes. But Iran's got their money back again. $7 billion is a lot of chump change.
It is. And don't forget, Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism. That's not a badge of honor.
Say it ain't so.
Right.
Say it ain't so, Kyle.
No, I wish I could.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's elevation of the United States Capitol Police to some kind of personal partisan defense force includes funding offices all over the country being used to gather data on those that just so happen to be political opponents. Now, we're learning, the details are incredibly disturbing, that Republican congressional members, their staffers, and their donors are being spied on in ways that are simply not tolerable in a free society, but it's being done nonetheless. Now, according to Representative Kelly Armstrong, a Republican from North Dakota, she went on Tucker Carlson's show last night to discuss this very issue.
Well, that's right. I guess spying on your political opponents, that sounds a lot like maybe, spying on the Trump campaign and trying to, find out things by using the, weaponizing the intelligence community or the FBI. You know, this is kind of what they do. This is the idea that they have because, Captain, they know that their views aren't popular. You know, there are some people who go along with them, but they know that, generally speaking, their views aren't popular. So they try everything under the sun.
And your first reason for views not being popular is what now?
Well, number one, the destructive nature that the policies are having on the country, all over the country.
They are not about doing anything to help the people. They're all about helping the party, helping the cause. And, gee, where have I heard that before?
Well, you're exactly right. We've heard that throughout history.
Communism.
That's right, in these regimes like the Soviet Union and so forth. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi, Captain, as you mentioned, they're doing it for the people. Well, she says that she's running for the children. You know, I don't buy that either.
I heard that, and I choked in my coffee.
Yeah, and then something else she said, too. You know, has to stand up, I'm just paraphrasing here, but, you know, stand up against the people who are attacking our democracy. And I've noticed something about this, Captain. The people like Nancy Pelosi and many other Democrats who talk about the attacking our democracy, notice they never say attacking our Constitution, attacking our nation, attacking our country, attacking our legal system. They don't use any of those terms. It's only democracy. It's like a memo went out, and they only are using that to zero in to make people think that, oh, my gosh, you know, the Republicans just don't want us to vote and all this kind of stuff. But if they said attacking our country, they'd say, what? What are you talking about? These people aren't attacking our country, you know, that kind of thing. So it's a semantic thing that they think they're making a lot of hay with.
So YouTube, which is a platform that I wouldn't use on a regular basis if I had to, if my life depended on it, because I've lost nothing on YouTube, don't care. I go over there once in a while, but I don't go over there to stay there, and I certainly don't post anything there. I know better. But YouTube on Wednesday permanently banned conservative commentator Dan Bongino from their platform, saying that he attempted to evade a previous suspension. And what that was all about was he had two different YouTube channels there, and he was banned on one for doing something pertaining to the COVID, talking about treatments or something like that, and the information that he posted, they said, was blatantly false, number one. Might have been or might not have been. Don't know. I didn't see it because it was banned. But they told him he couldn't post anymore, and he went over to his second platform and started to post the stuff on his second platform there that he was posting on the first platform. And they said, no, wait a minute, you're trying to cut corners here, and we don't allow that. And boom, now he's gone.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be. You know, a lot of people watch things on YouTube. There are a lot of little entertainment things and content creators that do some funny stuff and whatnot. But evidently, if you talk about politics, you have an opinion, or you just don't agree. You can't say what you really think about something. And so again, this is another example of big tech censoring speech.
All right, I hear the music. You hear the music. Hold on, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more right here on a Wednesday morning.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. In related news, OSHA officially ended its emergency temporary standard on Wednesday. It had required COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly tests in workplaces with 100 or more employees. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this month that OSHA did not have the authority to require such mandates for businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, who did that for us. We appreciate that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son operators of Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take. Somebody was talking to me yesterday about it. They said, does that stuff really work? And I said, yep, it works. I've been taking it for 7 years, and I wouldn't tell you it worked if I didn't mean it. And it does definitely work for me, because the problem that I have is what this product helps to solve. Inflammation and swelling and pain in multiple areas. And this all-natural product will go to the source of the pain and eliminate it. Now, it's got new turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is all natural to begin with. So there are no narcotics in this product. It's 100% drug-free. And it will do exactly what I said. It'll go right straight to the source of the pain and get rid of it for you. And if it doesn't stop it altogether, it'll certainly lower it to make it a little bit more tolerable. Now, I've taken two packs a day for 7 years, one in the morning or one around noontime, whatever it is I get up, and another one just before the show at about midnight. And once in a while, I'll have to take a third one in there because I've got something going on where I need to take it. And when I do, that's fine. It still works. And it's just unbelievable to me the way that this product works. And I swear by it, because if I didn't take this, I'd have to be taking some sort of narcotics. And I used to take Mobic and Flexeril, and that's got side effects, at least it did for me, and I'm not interested in that anymore. Now, it's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made with products that helps to support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it's all good. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, and this is important, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You can go there, try the 1995 3-week quick start, get it started. And if it works for you like it has everybody else, and I haven't heard anybody tell me that it doesn't, then guess what? You're in like Flynn, and you just continue to get the product shipped to you, and away you go. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. 1995 gets you started. There's no club to join. There's no membership to join. None of that stuff like some of these other places do. They do not do that at Relief Factor. You want the product, you get it. It's that simple. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, with Russia threatening to invade the Ukraine, the polls here in the United States say that only 31% of the voters want American troops deployed to defend against such an attack. They would rather see our troops along the southern border than over there in the Ukraine. How about that?
Well, that is a very interesting poll. I don't think that there's a big stomach for wanting to go overseas into another war with an indeterminate time frame and so on and so forth. So it's a very tough situation. But you mentioned the southern border, and yes, you know, people see that there are people coming across our southern border every single day. It's not just people looking to get a better job or to do these kinds of things. It's, and then albeit still coming across the border illegally, but you also have the potentiality that we've actually seen happen. Very shady characters in terms of terrorists and so forth who just come walk right into the United States. But in Ukraine, if there are going to be troops deployed, I think we'll see them deployed to the surrounding areas first and foremost. We don't know exactly what's going to happen when Putin rolls over the border, but whoever the president would be in this kind of situation, they'd have to make the case that it's in America's vital interest to go put American troops in place.
Now, I'm going to make a statement and see what your response is. Inflation is destabilizing the world.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Especially with huge spikes in energy prices.
Sure.
Now, these spikes make it difficult for our NATO allies to hold their nerve against an aggressive Russia because they depend on Russian energy and the oil they ship to Europe, correct?
That's right.
And high energy prices prop up the Russian power, right?
Right.
They, along with Iran, want to see the price of oil raised to $100 a barrel in the lead-up to the last Russian foreign adventure known as the Crimean Crisis. It was actually done back then. You remember that?
Right, right.
Okay. And oil is high again, so therefore Putin feels that he can be reckless, right?
Well, it would seem so, yes.
And, you know, you can say all you want about Russia, but the people we need to be watching are China. That's the big problem.
Well, that's right. Well, because China has many different designs in terms of the geopolitical spectrum, they are certainly watching what happens with Russia. A lot of people have talked about the notion that China will go very quickly against Taiwan, comparatively, if Putin rolls over the border in Russia. Don't forget that the Chinese government, the Russian government, have basically what's called the, you know, friendship, you know, pact or some, you know, some such thing. But it's like a good neighborly friendship pact. It's exactly has some weird name like that.
Uh-huh.
But they definitely, it's not necessarily a defense protection sort of agreement, but they definitely want to work in concert to one degree or another.
Okay, we have Frosty the Snowman on the telephone. That would be Dan the Man from Indiana. How cold is it up there, Chief?
It's 9 degrees right now.
Thank you. You can have it.
Okay, I'm calling you right now. I think this whole Ukraine scenario, this is an American media job to boost Biden's lagging poll numbers and I Putin's sitting back and being quiet. He's not really doing a lot. He's put 100,000 troops on the border, but, you know, they haven't moved from there. His element of surprise is gone. I don't think that the Russian people are like the Americans right now. They don't really want to send combat troops anywhere in the world. If the United States and Russia have anything in common, neither country's won a war since 1945. I don't see the Russians really want to. I look what happened to the Russians about 20 years ago when they went into Chechnya, just this little hilly country. They got their heads handed to them. They're not going to waltz through Ukraine, and they know it. Now, they could win it, and you wouldn't believe what a country will fight for real estate over anything, and I think that's what you're seeing now. If he's kind of adopted, Putin, that is, has adopted kind of the Chinese way of doing it. Look tough, act tough, but don't use your military. You know, he did it in Crimea. You know, contract it out, and that's what he did in Crimea. I don't see this going anywhere. Like I said, his element of surprise is gone.
Did you hear what
I think this is Biden's way of whipping up a frenzy to make him look like some General Patton type commander-in-chief president, which he's not.
Did you hear what was done yesterday by the Russians that hardly got a mention in the media?
What's that?
There were three large supply ships. Two happened to be doubling up as hospital ships that were headed over towards the Ukraine. And
right.
This is something that they noticed. A reporter that mentioned this, and it was on military news channel, said that we haven't seen this until right now, which means they're getting closer to doing whatever it is they're going to do.
No, we did the same thing in Korea back when Trump became president. You know, we sent a couple of hospital ships over there, you know, right off the coast of China and North Korea, just to make it look like we were going to do something. Until it's done, I wouldn't know why you would need the hospital ships in the Black Sea off of Crimea when you got Russia right there. You know, we were sending these things halfway across the world. I think they adopted a lesson they learned from us, is what I think. But I think, like I said, I think this is going to be a big to-do about nothing, because Putin's not saying anything. He's not doing anything.
Well, I'm still saying, you know, China is the you got to keep your eyes on China.
I don't – listen, if the Russians and the Chinese moved at the same time, what would we do? We couldn't do anything. We'd be frozen in place. We can't fight both of them at the same time.
Nope.
And we'd have a hard time fighting just one at a time. So, yeah, I can see, and China's having a lot of fun right now. Maybe after the Olympics they'll do something. I don't know why they didn't cancel the Olympics because of Omicron.
Kyle, do you have something to offer?
Well, no, I appreciate
really. I just wanted to put my two cents. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kyle.
No, that's fine. No, thanks, Dan. No, I appreciate what Dan is talking about. And I do think one of the major aspects of this is, how do you make Biden, at least from the media or Democrat Party perspective, how do you make him look like, you know, that he's being successful? He's this great commander in chief, and stop talking about the high prices, et cetera, that are dragging him down.
To be continued. I'll have to let you go, Dan, because we're coming up on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll have to talk about this on the other side of the news. So thanks a lot, Dan. If you want to call back, you can. All right, Kyle, you hang on, and we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. And we got to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yeah, have we got weather? Oh boy, have we got weather.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mississippi in the middle of the
Black Velvet. Haven't played that in a while, Kyle, and that was requested tonight, and that goes out for LJ up in Michigan, where it's colder than a well digger's butt.
No, that's a good song.
Yeah, absolutely. It most certainly is. Okay, well, let me take a little look here. Folks, we've got something developing up the East Coast. We'll get into more of that here in just a few minutes. But we've got quite an evolution going on in West Texas right now. If you're anywhere from Wichita Falls over towards Midland, Texas, on down towards Pecos and down there into the I-10, I-20 split, you've got freezing fog going on right now. The temperature's below freezing. You've got ice on the road. The mirrors on the trucks and whatnot, it'll be icing up. Cars, their windows will be icing up. And a lot of people that live there locally, believe it or not, they don't know how to use their defroster. So be careful. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start New Mexico tonight. We do have a winter weather advisory in the southeast corner. This is near Carlsbad. And as you head on over towards Texas along Highway 62, you got freezing fog there as well. So be very careful of that. Also, in some of our mountain passes tonight, we have areas of fog in Snoqualmie Pass along I-90. Cabbage Hill, 26 degrees. Also with fog, so that means, of course, with that low temperature, that can also be freezing fog. So be very careful of that. We also have a winter weather advisory this along the Wyoming-Montana border along I-90 as you cross either way into Montana or into Wyoming. And then over in the state of Washington, Captain, we do have dense fog advisory around the area of Seattle. But then also down in Oregon, this is going to be south of Interstate 84 along Highway 197 and Highway 97. You've got a freezing fog advisory. This heads all the way down to at least Bend, Oregon. And then over in the western part of Oregon along Highway 82, you've also got freezing fog advisory, a little place called Enterprise. So you want to be aware of that. Other than that, we have a pretty quiet map tonight with the possible exception of more Santa Ana winds that are building up in the Southern California area. If you'll be traveling through the high desert especially, you want to be careful when those winds whip up. Right now it looks like it's going to be kind of north of Los Angeles, but it's supposed to be another Santa Ana wind event.
Well, LJ just sent us a message and said it's 7 degrees up there where she's at in Michigan. No, thank you, LJ. Come on down. It's warmer here. Even though it's going to be in the 30s over the weekend, you can handle it. But anyway, there you go. Okay, let me start up there in North Dakota. Again, that I-29 corridor from Fargo, North Dakota, all the way up to Minot into Canada. You've got some snow up there tonight, and it's like a little clipper dumping an inch or two of snow. It's also on the Minnesota side there as well. And the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got some wind. You've got some really bone-chilling temperatures up that way. I don't want to tell you what it is, LJ, because you definitely want to come south after that. But I'll put it this way. The wind chill is down into the 20s below zero. How's that? You like
that,
Kyle?
That's cold.
It's like that in upstate New York, too, by the way. Actual temperature up there, Albany, New York, 6 degrees. Feels like it's 17 below zero right now.
That is cold. Very
okay,
cold.
Now moving over into the northwestern part of Pennsylvania to include Erie. You've got very cold temperatures there. Across Ohio, very cold temperatures there. Again, wind chill is a problem tonight. You're probably going to get some lake effect snow starting up here sometime during the daytime. I just told you about the freezing fog. Now, let's go to the East Coast. We have a developing system that, depending on what happens, two fronts could come together, and we could have what they call a cyclone bomb, right?
That's right, the bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone, okay. Now, a storm forming over the middle Atlantic could wallop New York City with up to a foot of snow this weekend and as much as a foot and a half in parts of New England. Now, the system has all the makings of a major and nasty nor'easter. The only question is where the snow is going to fall. We'll know more about that later today, tonight, and tomorrow. Now, we're still waiting to see where the storm falls, what its track is going to be, but the latest track from AccuWeather, I'm looking at it, is the heaviest snow is going to be from Boston and Providence and over towards, the Hudson River Valley, on up into New England, on up into Nova Scotia, and that's where they're going to get the most of it. There will be snow down into D.C. There'll be snow in Charleston, West Virginia, snow in Greensboro, North Carolina, but it won't be as much as there will be up closer to the water. Now, we also know that there's a big cold front coming in, which is going to really make it miserable on top of the snow. It's going to be cold, and there's going to be a wind. And whenever you get wind with snow, you get all kinds of problems, right?
That's right.
So pay attention, folks. The weather is now. It's the time to be paying attention to the weather and get yourself prepared. Get your car full of gas. Make sure that you got whatever you need to have in the way of supplies. You may or may not be able to get to the store come Saturday and or Sunday. So do it now. Don't wait.
Yes, that's very good advice.
Yep. Now, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then it looks like we'll be going to break.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, don't forget, when you're traveling around the highways and byways of the land, don't forget to jump into, or drive into, I should say. You can jump, too. Once you get there, jump out of your cab and run in and get a great cup of coffee at the Pilot or Flying J, pilotflyingj.com. Use the locations function to find the facility nearest you. And, folks, when you get that great hot cup of coffee, you know it's going to be fresh. It's not going to be stale. There's no stale coffee at the Pilot and Flying J. And when you drive in, be sure to join the Drivers Club. Begin earning points in everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. Track it with your My Rewards Plus app that you can download for your Apple or Android device. And get started today. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All righty. Hold on there, folks. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news and all sorts of things coming back your way. We got plenty, plenty, plenty more to talk about. It's a busy news night, especially overseas. We'll tell you what's going on in a couple of other places over there, and then we'll bring it back home and talk about our Supreme Court and what may or may not happen there. So don't forget, all about We the People. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.